It's quite remarkable, really, how easy it is to take God's mercy and grace, wondrous though they are, and turn them into a bunch of rules. What do you get when you do that? Religion. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Look, in some respects, it's understandable because the good news of Jesus involves, yes, God's mercy and grace, but it also demands a response from us, acceptance by faith and repentance. And the more determined we are to turn away from our sin, the more easily we fall into the trap of making up a bunch of rules to help us along the way. But the harder we try, the more we fail. The more we fail, the more we're led down that rule-paved path of codified religion. The logical conclusion of that looks something like this. John chapter 5, beginning at verse 16. Jesus was doing all this on the Sabbath day, so these Jews began trying to make him stop. But he said to them, "My Father never stops working, and so I work too." This made them even more determined to kill him. They thought it was bad enough that he was breaking the law about the Sabbath day, and now he was saying that God is his Father, making himself equal with God. Jesus had healed a paralyzed man on the Sabbath, but all the religious leaders could do was attack him. Not only was he breaking the law, but he also claimed equal status with God. So much did these religious men hate him for it that they resolved to assassinate him. Really? He just healed this guy. As global pop star Bono once said, "Religion is what you're left with when the Holy Spirit's left the building." Don't go all religious on us, please. That's God's word, fresh for you today. But God has so much more for us than religion, a spirit-filled life, an abundant life. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Laying Hold of Your Abundant Life. To request yours, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's christianityworks.com.